So Parshas Yisro, Tavshin Pei. Tonight's shir should be Lili Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, my wife's mother's father, whose yahrzeit was yesterday on the Jewish calendar, which was today on the English calendar. Yitzchak ben Eliyahu Yaakov Zichrono Levracha, and the Shama should have an Aliyah. So we'll start off with a summary of the Parsha, Parshas Yisro. Very beautiful Parsha. Really two topics, the story of Yisro and Matan Torah. That's really it in a nutshell. But we know Yisro comes, and Yisro is Moshe's father-in-law, and he shows up to meet Bnei Yisrael after hearing about all the nisim and the flows, all the miracles that happened to Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved them. And he brings Moshe's wife and children back to him, because they had separated. And Moshe is warmly greeted by his father-in-law. They embrace each other, they hug. And he recounts, Moshe, the entire story of what happened, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them to Yisro, and all the miracles that took place. And Yisro offered some korbanos, some sacrifices to Hashem. And then Yisro noticed how Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with Bnei Yisrael, and that he was being overworked. He was working too hard. It was too much for him to bear. It was too big of a burden for one person to handle, dealing with all the cases, Yomam Velayla, and dealing with all the situations going on amongst Klal Yisrael. And he gave him advice. He said, Moshe, what you're doing, it's a good father-in-law, you know. Give advice to his son-in-law. A good relationship there. A good advice that Moshe Rabbeinu took, that you got to set up some court systems, that you can't handle it all yourself. Instead, you have to delegate, right? That's what a leader does. A leader isn't somebody who just does everything himself. A leader is somebody who takes care of the top things that he has to take care of and delegates everything down into the right people. And make sure he has everything lined up in the right place. So that's what Moshe was told by his father-in-law. To be a true leader, to be a proper leader, you need to go ahead and learn how to delegate, Moshe. You can't handle it all yourself. It's too much for you, for one person. So Moshe listened and only took care of the difficult cases from then on. And then Moshe had more time to teach Bnei Yisrael Torah and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this system is set up. And afterwards, Yisro returns back to his native land, to Midian, and we know 6 weeks after leaving Mitzrayim, and Yisro arrive in the Sinai Desert by Har Sinai, and they encamped at the foot of the mountain by Har Sinai, and Matan Torah happens. Moshe goes up, and Hashem gave him a message to transmit to Klal Yisro, and part of the message was that you're going to be an Am Segula, and that you're going to be Mamleches Kohanim, the God Kadosh. And Moshe said the message over to Bnei Yisrael. And we know, then Hashem told him that Bnei Yisrael should prepare themselves for 3 days, that he's going to reveal himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and Bnei Yisrael got ready. They sanctified themselves, and they were warned not to go near the mountain, not to touch it, not to come close to it. And then on the third day, there were kolos uvrakim, v'anan kavod ma'od, a thick cloud, and this loud show, so to speak, Lahavdil, but experience that Bnei Yisrael went through with Matan Torah, shofar sounding, and everyone was in fear and trembling as to what was going on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu descended upon the mountain and summoned Moshe to come up to the top of it. And Hashem instructed Moshe again to tell them that anyone who touches the mountain is going to die. And only Moshe and Aaron were allowed to be on the mountain during this time. And then Hashem told over the Ten Commandments. And that's the ikar of the parsha, really, right? That Saras HaDivros. And then the parsha concludes that Bnei Yisrael is traumatized after this amazing show. When I was reading it, it actually reminded me a little bit about the Lahavdil, a million, a billion, gazillion Havdalos, but the light show in Disney World. When you go there and you see it on the Magic Kingdom, on the castle at night with the fireworks and the beautiful lights and everything going on, the projections, and then the guy going flying down the zip line. It's like a whole majestic experience. Lahavdil, we have nothing like Matan Torah that we could experience, but like it was probably something like that. There's so many people standing crowded, watching what's going on, blown away by everything. So Lahavdil, a million Havdalos, because this is the most spiritual experience, and that's a very Gashmiastic experience. But it must have been a million times most of our incredible and beautifully private can't quantify it compared to it. But it was a light show and a sound show with the Kolos of Rakim and everything going on. And then the Torah concludes, the Parsha concludes basically with commandment just to go ahead not to make images of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to offer and Bnei Yisrael offer korbanos. So to start off the night, and that was a long hakdama and introduction to the parsha, we'll just read a piece from Reb Biederman. Reb Biederman says, the title of this piece is taking in the entire picture. So he says, life experiences also teach people to recognize Hashem. They see Hashem's hashkacha leading their lives, and they are astounded by the wonders they perceive. However, often one episode of hashkacha pratis isn't sufficient for them to recognize Hashem. They think that it happened by nature, by chance. But when they take into account everything Hashem does for them, they become astounded by the wonders, and they recognize Hashem. Therefore, the pasuk says what? Vayishma Yisro, Eis kol asher asa Elokim l'Moshe. He heard kol asher asa, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Yisro was able to connect all the dots. He didn't look at each incident as an isolated incident. Hashem went ahead. One miracle wouldn't have been enough. But when he took Yisro, the entire picture of Kriyas Yamsuf, Mechamas Amalek, the Be'er, the Man, everything that happened, the Makos, and all the other miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for Klal Yisrael, he knew without a shadow of a doubt that it's all from Hashem. In contrast to who? To Paro. Paro was blinded. Paro didn't want to believe, so he didn't believe, right? You want to believe in something so desperately, you'll never see the MS. But also, Paro looked at each incident as an isolated incident. He didn't connect the dots. And when you look at this incident, you look at Makas Dam, and you say, and then you just forget about it. It wasn't God. My sorcerers can do similar. You look at Makas Borod, okay, I told you to stop, it stopped. You move on, you forget about it. The next day, you move on to art, and it keeps going. But if you look at each isolated incident in life, sometimes you can just rationalize it away, and you won't be able to understand and see the Yad Hashem in it. It takes sometimes multiple incidents and occurrences in a person's life, personally, on a very personal level, through whatever experiences they go through in life, to see that this is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu driving everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one pulling the strings upstairs for the show that's going on down here. And that's what Yisro understood. Es kol asher asa Elokim l'Moshe. He heard everything that happened. Not just one thing, but multiple things. So if we go into source 2, you'll see the pasuk itself. So the pasuk says, Vayishma Yisro, Chayin Midyan Chosin Moshe, Es kol asher asa Elohim l'Moshe, Yisro l'Moki, Yatsiyah Adonai Yisrael Mitzrayim. That Yisro heard, right? Yisro, and it describes him as the Chohin Midyan, as the priest of Midyan, and the father-in-law of Moshe, everything that Hashem did, which we just discussed, to Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, and because he took him out of Mitzrayim. So says Rashi. Rashi says, Yisrael, Sheva Shemos Nikru, Yisrael had seven names. Lo V'ru, Yisrael, Yisrael, Chove V'chever, Kini, Putiel. Kini? Those are seven names. Says Rashi, he explains one name in particular, Yeser. What's Yeser? Yeser means to add on, right? To go ahead and have more of. Al Shem She Yeser Parsha Achas Batorah, L'Holam Pasuk Kafalef Ata Techza. Says because one Parsha was added in the Torah, what Parsha is that? Our Parsha. Parsha is Yisro. And he says, V'Ata Techza. Right? Obviously, it's not Parsha's Noach and it's not Parsha's Ekev, it's Parsha's Yisro. It's the one Parsha that was added. It got its name from Yisro. So Yisro, the whole Parsha, what it means it was added exactly, I don't know, because we probably would have had Matan Torah happen with or without Yisro, you know, being this whole story. But Yisro is there because his name was added as the Parsha. But something's very interesting about Rashi. Rashi doesn't say at the end, Yisro, Parsha's Yisro. He doesn't say because of the extra Parsha that's in the Torah, Parsha's Yisro. He says because of the extra Parsha that's in the Torah, V'ata Techazeh. Why? V'ata Techazeh is 21 psukim into the Parsha. It's Parsha Kof Aleph. What's Rashi's message that he's teaching us? So Rabbi Rasner quoted over, and I'm sure it's inside somewhere in some of Farshim, a beautiful idea. It's very easy to criticize what's going on around you. It's very easy to complain and to point out the problems and the flaws in what's happening. But to go ahead and come up with a constructive idea afterwards to fix the problem is godless. And that's what Yisro did. Yisro didn't just tell Moshe, Moshe, I see a problem with the judicial court system you have, and you're taking on too much for yourself, and it's overbearing, and you're not going to be able to handle it all, and you're doing a bad job. He did criticize him. He told him, it's too much for you. You can't do this. You're doing something wrong. But he went ahead and gave him Eitzah. V'yata Techazeh is the beginning of what? The Eitzah, the advice of how to fix the problem, And that's really the godless of Yisro, is that he was able, the greatness of Yisro was that he pointed out a flaw and he came up with a solution to the flaw that was implemented and followed by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Rashi says that the extra parsha that Yisro adds is Ve'ata Techezeh, to try to draw at that point, and not Parshas Yisro. Because the beginning of the parsha is just him meeting Moshe and then telling Moshe he's doing something wrong. So it's an important lesson in life, not to just be a critic of everything going on, but if you're going to critique something, and you actually can be listened to, and give valuable advice and have a thought or an idea, so don't just offer the criticism, but offer constructive criticism that can go ahead and something that can be done positive to rectify the problem. So if we look in source number 4, Rashi there quotes a couple of things. What did Yisro hear exactly? So Rashi says a lot of different things. Right, the pasuk itself tells us that Yisro heard about Kiotzi Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim, that Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says Vayishma Yisro Mashmu Shama Uba Kriyas Yamsuf Melchamas Amalek. So he heard about specifically Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek. Then he says as Kol Asher Asah is talking about Yirida Saman Ubeer Ube Amalek. Again, Amalek's mentioned again. But the miracles of the man falling from the sky in the Midbar and providing sustenance to Bnei Yisrael, and the Be'er providing them water, the miracle well. And Ki Hotzi Hashem, that's, as Rashi says, Zugadula Al Kulam. The fact that Hashem took them to Mitzrayim is greater than all of them. So we'll get back to that in a second. What does it mean exactly, Zugadula Al Kulam? They're all amazing miracles, but why is taking them to Mitzrayim so much greater than the war with Amalek that Bnei Yisrael just won at the end of Shalach, and the man and the Be'er? So before we get to the Yamsuf, exactly. So before we get there, we'll look at the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh has an amazing idea. He says, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, Yisro, we know, wasn't Jewish. But not only wasn't he Jewish, Yisro was a very, very big non-Jew. He was a priest. He was a high priest of Midian. And here he comes to Bnei Yisrael, and Mamish flips his life upside down. And, you know, just his modeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, and that is all of a sudden, you know, realizing his whole life that he's lived until now, it just isn't MS, and now is he sees the truth, because he connects all the dots to see the Yad Hashem through all the nisim and iflos that happened. Why did it happen? Why Yisro? What did Yisro do that was so unique that the Torah adds a parsha of Yisro and tells us all about him? There were a lot of other non-Jews at the time, I'm sure. Did they hear about it? Everyone heard about it. Rechazal said everybody heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So what happened here? So look in the Al-Sheikh in source number 5. Amnam hine rosh dover ha-kosim elad lamed la-adam da'as eicha yoichas tzadik derech Hashem lios batuach ha-haga el tachlis ha-shlemos. The Pasuk is teaching us the person had to know how a tzaddik can go ahead and cling and attach himself to the way of Hashem, to be batuach, and that his efforts and that he can achieve his shlemus, a purposeful, you know, sense of shlemus, of being complete. Halo hi hashmiya. What is it? It's shmiya. It's listening. Ki ayadei shmiya she'adam nosin leiv l'shmol divrei Hashem v'mosrov v'lomdov ole b'malo sa'osher kav l'kav. Because through shmiya, through listening, through hearing, a person then can open up his heart and focus and pay attention and devote himself to the Devar Hashem and to everything that's given over and to his learning and go from one level to the next. And that's what he said Yisro did. If you skip to the next line, Vizeo Omro Vayishma Yisro Kiyadei Masha Shama Shishas Lev Amase Hashem Kinorahu Zocha Likarev Elav Yisbar Kavlakav Arigei Al Sof Hashlemus Arakra Yisro. Yisro's, the key is in the word Vayishma. Yisro listened. Yisro heard the messages and he listened to them. He took action. He didn't just go ahead and okay, you hear something, you read something, and you move on with your life, and just it's something passive. Yisro heard it, internalized it, and acted upon it. That's what Vayishma is. And the Al-Sheikh says we learn an amazing lesson from here, that Yisro took his whole life and flipped it upside down. That in life, when we hear things, when certain messages are sent to us, whether it's on a collective level for all of Klai Yisrael, it's on a personal level for a certain situation going on for an individual, we need to take those messages to heart. We need to internalize them. We need to take action if action is necessary. We need to contemplate them, think about them, not just go through the motions and have day in, day out, okay, this happened today, and then that thing happened tomorrow, and my next day is the next day, and another week went by, another month went by, another year went by, and my life's just flying by. But no, we need to internalize the messages that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent, like Yisro, and that's how Yisro achieved this godless, because he was a shomeya. He was a person who actually took the lessons to heart, internalized them, and took action to go ahead and to do something about it. So if we look in source number 6, Rav Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, Rav in Krakow, lived from 1880 to 1933, he explains on the first pasuk, if you look back on the bottom of page number 1, in source number 2, I underlined a change in the Lashon in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisra Choyin Midin Chosei Moshe is Kol HaShera Sa Elokim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amo. It calls Hashem, is referred to as Elokim. Ki Hotzi Hashem Yudke Vavke Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Within one pasuk, well, it's referring to Hashem as Elokim, which we know represents the Midas HaDin, the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that represents divine judgment. And then later on, Yudke Vavke, which we know represents the Midas HaRachamim, that which represents mercy. So why the shift within the same pasuk? What's going on there? Says Rav Yosef Nechemiah. Perish Rashi. So what did Yisro here? We saw this earlier. Mashmo Shama Uba Kriyasam Sofim Lachamas Amalek. And then he says it's Kol Asher Asa Lahem Beiridas Haman Bever Amalek. So Rashi says Biman Beir Uve Amalek Ki Hotzi Hashem Es Yisro Mitzrayim. Perish Rashi Zugadula Akulan. This, the fact that Bnei Yisro were taken out of time, is greater than all of them. I mean, you could say it's greater than all of them because none of the other miracles would have happened if they were still in Mitzrayim, right? They wouldn't have had a war with Amalek. They wouldn't have had Mon. They wouldn't have needed a Be'er. They would have been in Mitzrayim, stuck as slaves. So it was the greatest because it led to all the other miracles. Pashup chat, one could say that. Says Rav Yosef Nechemiah, Yesh lefarish lama tchila hiski alokim v'achar kach v'shem avaya. He says, why does it, the pasuk start with Shem Elokim and it concludes with the Shem Avaya, Shem Yod Kevavke. Efshar adar shakasu atosos. So it could be, those who are doing Daf Yomi, Be'ian, might have come across this. I don't know what Daf it is in Brachos, so you could tell me if you're doing it, but it's a Gemara in Brachos and it's a Tosos there somewhere. The Virchas HaMazur Nevarek L'Elokeinu. That when you say, what?
We're not up to.
Oh, okay. All right, benching's in what Perek? You're almost there. Seventh, eighth Perek? Yeah, it's coming up. Exactly. So you're almost there. Okay, so look for this Tosos when you get there. When you bench, when we say Shem HaShem in benching, when you have 10 people, you say L'Elokeinu, right? Baruch, what do we say? Help me out, I'm blanking. Right, exactly. So you say, Baruch Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishlo Tovachayin. Right, so you say, you use Shem Hashem of Elokeinu, not Havaya. Why? So Tosus explains, Kimade Yahiv Chaye, Yahiv Mizone Bedin. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, so he also has to create food for him. With Midas HaDin, meaning, what is he going to do? Create an Adam and then not give him food to eat? That's not going to work. Midas HaDin, it's a mamelo that he has to go ahead and give food and sustenance for us to eat because he created us. So it's a Midas HaDin, that it's necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. Ma she'en kein berchas HaTorah, says Tosfos, shu mitzad ha'chesed al kein berchas HaTorah b'shem Avaya Baruch Hu. Right? With berchas HaTorah, though, we say Baruch Hu HaShem HaMvarach, where you say Yudke Vavke, and the Baruch Hu of Torah also, you use Yudke Vavke, of berchas HaTorah in general. So there, Hashem gave us the Torah. It was totally Midas HaChesed. Hashem didn't need to give us a Torah. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the greatest gift we ever received. So there, it's the Midas HaChesed, Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'hochi Nami, so it says here too by our Pasuk. Asher Osa Elokin LaMoshe Bedin. That which Hashem did for Moshe and is Bedin. Akein Perish Rashi, Shezet Man Ube'er. Right, so if you look back, Rashi saying, Es Kol Asher Asa, Lahem Yiridas Hamanu Be'er, Ve'amalek, so that is, Es Kol Asher Asa Lokim L'Moshe. That is, Achare Shotzionim, Emela Haya Min HaHechrech, Ve'adin Shiyas Lanu Tov HaSeilu. Those were necessities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He had to give us food. He had to give us water. The man and the Be'er, we needed food and we needed drink. We needed something to drink to survive. So that's where Elokim is used. And that's why Rashi explains that that's really talking about the man and be'er. Because those were, like you said earlier, man di yahiv chai, yahiv mizone. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, he needs to now provide sustenance for you. So it's coming from Midas HaDin Elokim. Ma she'en kein hayetzim Mitzrayim shezu atuva yikar mitzad hachesed. which isn't the case by taking us out of Mitzrayim, which was all chesed. And as we know, right, there was an Eserusa del Elul. I don't really know much about Kabbalah or anything. All I know is that's quoted a lot. Is that it was an awakening from above. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it with his infinite kindness and just desire to save Bnei Yisrael. He heard our cries and he saved us. We didn't do anything down here to deserve to be saved. We didn't really have Zechuyos. Hashem needed to give us Dam Milah and Dam Pesach to be saved from Mitzrayim. We needed those merits, which were given to us to qualify. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was entirely his chesed to take us out of Mitzrayim, which is the Midas HaRachamim, which is why the Pasuk concludes, Ki Hotzi Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem, Midas HaRachamim, Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Nice idea by Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, just explaining the difference. Moving on to source number 7. So, later on, Yisro in Pasuk Yud Aleph says as follows. He says, Atai Adati, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol HaLokim, that Hashem is greater than all the other gods, meaning he clearly believed in all these other gods at first. Kiva davar asher zadu alehem. Because of the matter, which, a zadu, which is what we're going to talk about, but it's translated as the matters which were conspired against them. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Kiva davar asher zadu alehem, kitargumo, b'mayim damula avdam, v'hem nevdu b'mayim. He quotes basically Unklus, which you can see inside in source number 9, that with water, the Mitzrim planned to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Mida Keneged Mida, they themselves were destroyed with water when in Kriyas Yamsuf they all drowned. So that's what Zadu means according to Unklus. If you look at Unklus, I'm not the best Aramaic reader, but it says Kein Yadana Are Rav Hashem Velis Bar Minei. Are bepiskamo de chashivu mitzray lemidan yas yisrael be danan. Essentially, saying what Rashi says in Aramaic, he said it first in Aramaic, but Rashi translates that what was supposed to be done to Bnei Yisrael was used then by Bnei Yisrael or by Kadosh Baruch Hu against the Mitzrayim. Second pshat is asher zodo asher hirshiu. So he says second pshat Rashi says is that they planned wickedly, that they conspired. That Yisro sees this. So what does this mean exactly? Yisro sees God is greater than all the other gods because now he sees that which that was conspired against them really worked according to Unklus. What they wanted to do to Bnei Yisrael was now done against them. Well, what does that mean exactly? Why is God greater than all the other gods because of that? So if you look at number 10, this I found online in the stencils of it's really an idea from the Brisker Rav. So he discusses this, and he says as follows. So we'll say some of it outside. He actually quotes a little story in the beginning about Rav Itzala Mevolozhin to some Russian officer that asked him, why does the pasuk say Halu es Hashem kol goyim shavchu kol ha'umim ki gavar aleinu chazdo? Why does it have to say that? Because there was chesed done for Bnei Yisrael, do the goyim have to go ahead and praise Hashem? And Rav Itzala said immediately that Bnei Yisrael don't know necessarily what's going to happen that's bad against them, and Hashem goes ahead and protects them, and only the goyim really know what the chesed is that was done to Hashem, because they sometimes have plots to do something bad against Bnei Yisrael, and only they know about it. Bnei Yisrael doesn't know about it, and then Bnei Yisrael saved. So only they can be they're the ones that can give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says in the beginning. And then he says, Vihine, if you look down, first word in line is Velachain, probably about 10 lines up or so, 8 lines up. So towards the end of the line there, after the period, Vihine ita Shlosha hayu ba'oseitze, exactly. There were three people, power had three advisors. Eluhain Bilam Iov Yisro. Yisro, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, was actually one of Pyro's advisors. He was in the cabinet, you know, he was in the decisions and the discussions what to do to Bnei Yisro. Vihine ita deva akum achshav Yisro HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzareth ha'maisa. The Gemara says that when an akum has a machshav ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and treats it and attaches it like as if it's as if they did the action. Lufize Yisro shiyada kol asher chashra mitzim ha'Yisro. So according to this, Yitzro knew everything that the Mitzrim were planning and plotting to do against the Jewish people. He was in Paro's inner circle. He was one of his three advisors. He heard every conversation that went on. What should we throw the baby boys in the river and kill them? Or should we do this instead? Or should we do that instead? He was part of those conversations and the discussions and the decisions with Paro what to do against Bnei Yisrael. So he heard all the ideas that Paro had, which isn't just what the Torah tells us, but many, many more, we're sure. Hu asher ro hamida keneged mida gama kol machshavos sehem. But not only did Yisrael go ahead and hear about all the bad things that were plotted against Bnei Yisrael because he was in the inner circle of Paro, he then also understood on a deeper level than any Jew could understand all the mida keneged mida in the Hatzalah of Bnei Yisrael from the Mitzrim. V'lachin omar ki vadavar asher zadu aleihem b'chol machshavosam. Aval Am Yisrael lo yadu mazekla. So when the Pasuk tells us that Yisrael went ahead and was able to say, Ataya dati, now I know, ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'alokim, that Hashem is the greatest, it was a level that of any member of Klal Yisrael couldn't get to, because only he knew the wicked things that Paro plotted and thought of to do against the Jews, and the Gemara says that a machshav ra'ah is mitzdarif l'maisa for goyim, and therefore, when the mida keneged mida happened, like it says here, asher zadu aleim, with the water, that's one example. One example is they used the water to go ahead and throw babies in the water and kill us, and then the water ended up killing them by Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisro understood all the cheshbonos, all the different bad things that ended up turning mida keneged mida against the Mitzrim. And again, this is a place where Yisro connected all the dots. Right? He didn't just look at one isolated incident, but he, like we said in the first idea, he went ahead and saw the full picture. And that's the godless of Yisro, and that's also why now he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. In source number 11, I find this very funny. Right? Nowadays, I don't know what it was like 50 years ago. Maybe someone in the room can tell me. When a person asks someone, how you doing? What's the response? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Was that 50 years ago also? Or is it like a new thing in the last like 20 years?
It's not so new.
It's not so new? You just say Baruch Hashem, right? But who was the first person to say Baruch Hashem? It was a couple thousand years ago, and it wasn't a Jew. It was Yisro. If you look in source number 11, Perek Yiches Pasuk Yod, says the Pasuk, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem. Yisro said, Baruch Hashem, blessed should be Hashem. He gave a bracha to Hashem. He recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then praised him. Asher hitzi aschem yad Mitzrayim, that he saved you from the hand of Mitzrayim, and yad Paro, and from Paro. Asher hitzi aschem, itachz yad Mitzrayim, that he saved the nation from beneath the Mitzrim. So it's a little funny. Yisrael, is the first person to say Baruch Hashem, and he coined the term that became famous, I guess you're saying, for a lot of Jews from, I don't know, well, I don't know what happened 200 years ago, no one in this room can tell us, but I'm sure for many, many, many years, the Jews picked up on this lashon of Baruch Hashem as a response, and there was a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say it all the time casually, but Yisrael is the one who came up with it and coined created this phrase. This praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksar Sofer in source number 12 says two merdik beautiful ideas on this pasuk. It says, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem. Right. Asher Yitzio Eschem. B'Sha Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, and this is a wild Gemara, Ginai Hayo Li Yisro Shelo Amru Baruch Ad Sheba Yisro V'Ama Baruch. We think it's so nice that Yisro said Baruch, right? He made us look bad. He made us look terrible. Yisro, a non-Jew is the first person who's going to come along and say Baruch Hashem. I think we made up for it now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said it enough times since then to do tshuva. But it says it's a ganai, it's a disgrace that no Jew until now said Baruch Hashem. And Yisro had to be the first person to say Baruch Hashem. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, says the Ksav Sofer, but Tmua, I don't understand, I have a question. Ha Amru Hashira Kula. He says, Bnei Yisrael said the Shira. They said Az Yashir. They praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu plenty in the Shira. It wasn't like, one word, Baruch Hashem. It was a lot more than Baruch Hashem. Psukim after psukim after psukim, talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how amazing he is and the nisim and the flows that he created. So we're going to be criticized that we didn't use one word, Baruch Hashem. Yisrael did. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is going to say it's a Ganai, to Klal Yisrael, but yeah, we praised Hashem. We did our job. So what's Pshat? Asks the Ksav Sofer. He says as follows, V'nira li, So this is a Rashi, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit also. Rashi says on the pasuk says Vayichad Yisro. What does Vayichad mean? Nasi b'sara chadudim chadudim amapalos mitzrim. It's Mitzrayim. That he developed goosebumps all over because of the downfall of the Egyptians. It bothered him. Remember, he was a non-Jew. So, I mean, even a Jew, we're sensitive towards everyone in the world. But especially Yisro, when he saw the downfall of another nation it and people being killed, it hurt him. He got goosebumps when he heard Moshe retell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim in a way of feeling bad and feeling terrible about the Mapala of the Mitzrayim. But at the same time, and we'll see, Rashi says this pshat too, Vayichad Yisro means sameach, that he was happy. He was gladdened. What? Be Yeshua's Hashem. He was happy at the same time with the salvation that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about. Liamo Yisrael. Hagam Shekosav Libo. Sorry. Hagam Shechaev Libo Amitzrim. Aval Tovin Kihaya Lo. Kihaya Kiashem Lo Yase Avlo B'Mishpat. Right? Even though he was pained by what happened to the Mitzrim, he knew, Yisro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do bad things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Ra. He doesn't do Avlos when he's acting in Din and Mishpat, when he's acting in justice. V'chol Mad'ovid L'tavovid. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Yisro knew even, was for the good. V'achin Tzameach B'Ra'azu L'Mitzrim V'Shibich Hashem Olav. V'Shevach Hashem Olav. And therefore, he went ahead and he knew he was happy with the downfall of the Mitzrim and what happened to them, and he praised Hashem for it. V'hi hamida asher horu lanu chazal k'shem shemavarech ha'atar kein mevarech ha'ra v'amar l'kavlenu b'simcha. This is the midah that Chazal tell us, that just like a person accepts the good things in life upon themselves and is happy and says is excited about them and says brachos and everything, celebrates them, so too you have to go ahead and say a bracha on something that's bad. And this is exactly what Yisro did. This is pshat. This is what Baruch Hashem means. This is why Bnei Yisro were criticized. During the moment that he was feeling goosebumps all over his body and upset about the downfall and hurt and pain by the downfall of the Mitzrim, he said, Baruch Hashem, while that was going on. Asher hitzil aschem, because Hashem saved Bnei Yisrael, he knew ultimately it was all for the good. V'lo matzino kazeh b'Yisrael. But we don't find this by Klal Yisrael. Ad ata shenachnu sherech v'adai al ra ela al hatova. Shehiti lahem Hashem b'tzirah Mitzrayim v'kiris yamsuf. By Bnei Yisrael, when do they sing Shira? When they get out of Mitzrayim. Kiris yamsuf, we're saved. Time to sing Shira ta'kadosh baruch hu. While in Mitzrayim, even after we leave Mitzrayim, about being in Mitzrayim, you don't find Klal Yisrael saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we understand the Shibud was necessary for us, for whatever reason it had to happen, it refined us, it helped us, this and that, whatever approach you want to go with as to why the Shibud happened. But Bnei Yisrael, Aval HaShibud Mitzrayim, Val Shar HaTzaros, Lo Baruch Hu. They didn't give a bracha to Hashem, they didn't praise Hashem. So Yisro is praised because while Yisro understood that even though it pained him and it was hard for him, it was difficult for him to see the downfall of the Mitzrim, nevertheless, he understood it was for the good of Klal Yisrael, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good, and he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is criticized by the Gemara and Sanhedrin, because they never said Baruch Hashem in that way like Yisrael. They never said that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and did for us in Mitzrayim, even though at the time it was difficult and it was a Shibun where you're being beaten. And you could say here, Yisrael wasn't enslaved, so it was much easier for him to say this than Bnei Yisrael, who are the subjects of what's going on in Mitzrayim. It's much easier for somebody seeing a Nisayon to say it than the person in Nisayon themselves. Right? If somebody's going through Nisayon, your friend calls you up, says, oh, bitachon, 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 you know it's true, and you might listen to him. Sometimes you might want to hit him across the face. But you know it's MS, but it's hard. It's hard when you're going through Nisayon to do it. So you could say that, but that's why Bnei Yisrael are criticized, because they didn't go ahead and do that. You look at the second shot, it's even like more profound. It says, Yisrael wasn't in Mitzrayim as a slave. Sameach Samach Bahatzalasam Behodal Hashem Bahatzalas Chaverov. Nevertheless, he said, Baruch Hashem, he felt the emotions that Bnei Yisrael felt. He wasn't there with them. He wasn't saved, but he himself connected with Bnei Yisrael. He himself praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Hatzalah, not of him, but of Bnei Yisrael. That's why he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't saved. That's the Chiyah V'Avtarecha Kamocha. Lios Meshutof B'Tzaro U'Lismoch B'Simchoso. To be connected to your fellow Jew in Tzar and also in Simcha. We always talk about Hanosim V'Olim Chavero, which is a very important Midah. Rarely have I heard anyone speak about to be besimcha with someone else like it's your own simcha. To celebrate with them as if it's your simcha when it's not your simcha. But that's v'haftalech kamocha according to Sav Sofer. Aval Yisrael amur shilra. So what's the criticism here? According in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says Ganaya Yisrael shlo amur baruch atche ba Yisrael v'amur baruch. Yisrael amur shira al hatzolos atzma v'chuasam v'amur kol echad shira v'lo al hatzolos chaviro. That Bnei Yisrael didn't go ahead and say Baruch Hashem for anyone but each member of Klal Yisrael themselves. If I was there and I was leaving Mitzrayim, what the Ksav Sofer is saying is I didn't go ahead and say Baruch Hashem that you're leaving Mitzrayim also. I didn't connect with the other Jews who were leaving. I was only focused on my own Hatzalah, whereas Yisro is teaching us the lesson that you go ahead and you're Sameach Besimcha of other people, and that's why he says Baruch Hashem. And Bnei Yisrael, who were going to Hatzalah themselves, didn't go ahead. And I wasn't glad for all of us going out. I was glad for myself being saved. Two beautiful ideas by the Ksav Sofer, and this idea of what it means. This Gemara in Sanhedrin of Baruch Hashem. In source number 13, this is actually the Rashi inside. You'll see. So if you look, Vayichad Yisrael Kol Tov Asher Asher Hashem LeYisrael Asher Tzilam Yam Tzayim. So the first pshat in Rashi says, "V'yismach Yisro." Yisro was happy. Zel pshuto. That's the pasuk pshat. Umedrasho nase b'sar chadudin chadudin meitzar ibn Mitzrayim. So first pshat, pasuk pshat. Pasuk pshat means he was happy. The medrash tells us though he had goosebumps, meaning he wasn't happy. He was brokenhearted. He was distraught. He was totally upset about the fact that the Mitzrayim, what happened to them. So at first glance, this Rashi is like a stira. The first pshat in Rashi, which is the pashup pshat according to Rashi, says he was happy. The second pshat is saying he has goosebumps because he's upset. So what's going on here? Is he happy? Is he upset? And you have a medrash conflicting the pshat? What does Vayichad Yisro mean? How could you have both? Explains Reb Chaim Mintz in the Sefer Yitzchak Chaim that it's okay. It makes sense. What was going on here to Yisro? With Yisro was that his emotions felt one thing and his intellect was telling him something else. His emotions felt that, wow, look how many people just died in the Makos and in Kriyas Yamsuf, and he was brokenhearted over that. Nase lo chadudim chadudim. He had goosebumps. He was all shooken up by that. He was upset and distraught over that. At the same time, his intellect knew vayismach Yisro. He knew that this was what was amazing for Klal Yisrael. What was supposed to happen was best for Klal Yisrael. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and Bnei Yisrael were saved. So while his emotions were telling him to have chadudim chadudim, his intellect was telling him, no, this is the right thing. Go meet Moshe and Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Go, you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all the other gods. And he was allowed his intellect to misgaber in his emotions. And for us, a lot of times, that's also necessary, to have our intellect we misguide our emotions. We know what's right and wrong, but our emotions, sometimes we have a hergesh, we have a desire, a feeling to go ahead and do something. But Yisro allowed his vayismach Yisro to be misguide on the chadudim chadudim, and that's why he went. So it's not a stira, because a person can feel and think in two different ways. Intellect and emotions are two different things. And we'll conclude in our last 2 minutes, we'll say it outside. It's a beautiful piece from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on source number 15 in Emes LeYaakov, who talks about by Matan Torah why Rashi keeps emphasizing it needs to be in Kosemar, Beloshon Hazeh, Veseder Hazeh, and then later on, Eil HaDvarim, Lo Pachos, Lo Yoser, why does that have to be exactly transmitted from Moshe over to Bnei Yisrael as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it down? We'll conclude with, I don't like to say famous, but an idea from the Beis HaLevi in Source 16, and we'll just say it outside. The Beis HaLevi asks a question, it's really on next week's Parsha, when in Mishpatim, when you say Nasev and Ishma, Bnei Yisrael said, we will go ahead, we will nasa, we will do, we will listen, and we'll do and we'll listen. So ask the Beis HaLevi a question. He says, you can't do that. That doesn't work. Why? So he says, how could a person accept something upon themselves? Not only that, the Gemara says that one of the Tzedukim went to Rava and says, your nation is a very impulsive nation, that they put their mouths before their ears. They went ahead and just say they're going to do it without even knowing and hearing what they're going to have to do. Quotes that Gemara, but he says, how could a person accept upon themselves to do something that they don't even know what it is? He quotes the Rambam and Hephaschiris, I believe, that something that's not kotzah, something that's not fixed, you can't accept. It's not a real Kabbalah. It's not a transaction that works. So our whole acceptance of the Torah was based upon Nasa v'Nishma, but Nasa v'Nishma by itself doesn't really allow you to accept, because you have to be Nishma before you're Nasa. You have to know what you're accepting before you accept it in order for it to be an acceptance. If you have an offer and you don't know your offer, you can't have an acceptance. You have to know what the offer is to have a proper acceptance. It says the Beis HaLevi beautifully that only applies when a person is going ahead and working for somebody. When you have a poel and he's working for someone, it's true. You need to know exactly how long you're going to work, how many hours, what you're going to get paid, what your job is, whether you're 1099 or W-2, that's a separate story. But you need to know what's at hand here. And then you could say, okay, I accept the job, I accept the offer. But when a person is an eved, when a person is meshabed himself, when a person goes ahead and is mocher atzmo, then your entire guf is given over to the Adon, to the master, in this case to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anything he says, you're obligated to do. And so B'nai Yisrael's kinyan, he says, of the Torah, was b'derech eved la'adon, and not b'derech a socher to his boss. And that's why Nasa v'Nishma can work, even though they didn't yet know what the Nishma was going to be until after they said, we will do. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Shkoyach all for coming.